Hey! Fry, man, if you're going to be living in the office, you could at least be on time for work.
I'm sorry. I was up really late poking through people's desks.
All right, people. I will now outline today's 12-point agenda. We'll begin with point one, in race forward. Concerning our pest problem. Somebody's been leaving food around and it's attracting owls. And I, for one, am getting tired of cleaning those owl traps. Now, as this shocking graph indicates, our water consumption has tripled in the last month. I notice Fry has been here for a month, so I'm appointing him head of a committee to find who's responsible. Fry? Am I cracking up, or is Fry's living here starting to get in the way of business?
What the hell are you doing? You're getting a huge dose of radiation.
And great lift.
Oh, do you know how long it's going to take me to recalibrate these engines?
Hey, when you look this good, you don't have to know anything.
Professor, we need to talk to you about Fry.
That's right, we want some money. Wait, what's this about Fry?
He's a nice guy, but we think it's about time he got his own place.
Oh, fuff. He's not causing any trouble. Now, if you don't mind, I'm rather busy. I seem to have mislaid my alien mummy. This sarcophagus should contain the remains of Emperor Nimbala, who ruled Zubin V over 29 million years ago. Hey, Professor! Great jerky! My God, this is an outrage! I was going to eat that mummy! Fry has got to go!
Bachelor Chow, now with flavor.
And Bigfoot is down!
Sheesh, 40,000 channels and only 150 of them have anything good on.
All My Circuits is brought to you by RoboFresh. Designed by a robot, for a robot.
I've been processing this for some time, Monique, and, well, will you marry me?
Oh, Calculon!
Metric, I've always known, but for you, my darling, I'm willing to convert.
Must be a friend of theirs.
Fry, we've got to discuss your living arrangements.
We've all talked it over and...
Hey, all my circuits, move over.
Fry, sometimes in close quarters, people do inconsiderate things without realizing it.
I know, but I forgive you.
No, Fry, by close quarters, I mean this office.
Uh-huh.
And by people, I mean you.
Right.
And by inconsiderate, I mean...
Leela, we're trying to watch TV.
Yeah, would you kindly shut your noise hole?
So, who's that weird-looking guy?
That's a human.
What's he do?
Hey, usual human stuff. He laughs, he learns, he loves.
Boring.
Calculon? I thought you were in a coma.
That's what I wanted you to think with your soft human brain.
Hey, why is the TV getting smaller?
We'll bill you for the couch.
Cheer up, meatbag. You barely touched your amoeba.
It looked good, but I just don't feel like eating. You want it?
Nah, I'm trying to watch my input. I need plenty of wholesome, nutritious alcohol. Your chemical energy keeps my fuel cells charged.
What are the cigars for?
They make me look cool.
Oh, I can't believe they threw me out like that. I must have been really acting like a jerk.
Yeah, but everybody's a jerk. You, me, this jerk. That's my philosophy. So, where are you going to stay?
Oh, I don't know. Do refrigerators still come in cardboard boxes?
Yeah, but the rents are outrageous. Why don't you just come move in with me?
Really? That would be great. You sure I won't be imposing?
Nah, I've always wanted a pet. Here we are, your new home.
Cool. You know, I've never even seen a robot's apartment before.
Come on in, I'll give you the tour. Let's see, where to start? Okay, this is the TV area. That over there is the breakfast nook. And over here is where you'll be living, which is great. Because till now, it's just been wasted space.
It's kind of cramped in here. I don't even have room to hang my clothes.
Look, pal, you've only got one set of clothes, and you're not taking them off while I'm here. Well, ambushed. Good night.
Wait, Bender? Bender?
I'll kill all humans. Kill all humans. Must kill all humans.
Bender, wake up!
I was having the most wonderful dream. I think you were in it.
Listen, Bender, where's your bathroom?
Bath what?
Bathroom.
What room?
Bathroom.
What?
Ah, never mind.
Hey, sexy mama. Wanna kill all humans?
We sure are cheerful this morning.
Yeah, this past week with Fry's been a blast. You know, beneath this warm, sunny exterior beats the cold, mechanical heart of a robot.
What happened to you?
Oh, it's Bender's apartment. He put in carpeting yesterday, and now my head hits the ceiling. Hey, do you realize you're standing at a weird angle? Now you're okay.
Look at yourself. You're a wreck. You've got to find a new place to live.
Is that an invitation?
Love your optimism, Fry. But seriously, you've got to tell Bender you're moving out.
Yeah, but he might get kind of upset. I don't think I can do that to him.
Hey, there's my little space heater.
Well, I'm moving out.
What?
I'm sorry, Bender, but there's just not enough room.
Not enough room? My place is 2 cubic meters, and we only take up 1.5 cubic meters. We've got room for a whole nother 2/3 of a person.
What if I just help the two of you find a bigger apartment?
I don't know. I got a lot of great memories in my old place. And now they're gone.
Sure, it ain't one of them la-di-da above-ground places, but if you like dank, forget about it.
At least it's got a great view.
Oh, yeah! What the?
Excuse me, I gotta go change a light bulb.
Wow, now this is fantastic.
I'm not sure we want to pay for a dimension we're not going to use. Well, I give up. What's the catch?
Oh, no catch. Although we are technically in New Jersey.
Not one place even remotely livable. Oh, how awful. Did he at least die painlessly? To shreds, you say? Well, how is his wife holding up? To shreds, you say? Very well, then. Sad, sad, terrible, gruesome news about my colleague, Dr. Mobutu.
Was his apartment rent-controlled? Wow, this is beautiful.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
Dr. Mobutu collected this crap while he was exploring the what-you-call-it. Universe.
Well, this place has everything except the only thing I care about. A TV.
It's got a TV, you young what-you-call-it, idiot.
Ooh.
Whoa, slow down. This place just doesn't feel like home. It just isn't cozy. I can barely move. It's perfect.
First time in 1,000 years, I feel like I'm home.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun on the bun. You know, Fry, of all the friends I've had, you're the first.
Hey, Mon.
Happy housewarming, Fry. It's a miniature fruit salad tree.
Ooh. Hey, Amy.
Hey.
This is for you, Fry. Zevulon the Great. He's teriyaki style.
Wow, heavy drinking crowd. I better go out for more beer.
Hey, hang on, all my circuits is about to start.
I know, but I need alcohol to power up my batteries. If Calculon's wedding doesn't go just right, I'll be emotionally and electrically drained.
Hey.
These are mighty tasty.
Thank you. I made them myself.
Shh, the wedding's about to start.
If anyone here objects to this union, let them speak now or forever hold their...
Is he objecting or backing up?
Looks like both.
I'm afraid my half-brother is correct. You see, I have a terrible secret, and that secret is...
Oh, come on!
Fix it!
Hey, what happened to the TV?
It just went out.
This is an outrage. I'm gonna go yell at the manager.
All right! Come back, Brander. It's working.
To reiterate, my terrible secret is...
Oh!
It's out again.
What? That's the last straw.
It's back on!
No!
Pardon me. I don't mean to pry into what you're doing in here with the crab and the one-eyed lady and the Chinese girl, but everyone on this floor is having trouble with their TV reception.
Yeah, and you better get rid of whatever's causing it or we're out of this dump.
Relax, sonny. This kajigger will find the source of the interference. There's your problem.
Oh, my God, Bender, it's your thingy.
Then get rid of it.
You people are nuts. My antenna never interfered with my old TV.
You had cable. This is satellite.
Obviously, your thoughts are being transmitted on the same frequency.
They're on my cell phone, too.
Madam, I believe you're mistaken. Wow, that lady's got a huge ass. Those could be anyone's thoughts, fat ass.
The robot has to go.
Yeah.
Well, you heard the mob.
Fine. Come on, Fry. Let's move to that apartment that smelled like a sewer. You like that one, right?
Oh, it's tempting, but, well, I am already kind of settled in here.
Or we could live underground with the mutants. A little fire will show them who's boss.
Listen, is there maybe some way we could do this with you going and me not going?
I don't understand.
Well, you were going to live in the closet anyway. Won't you be just as happy back in your old place?
But then we wouldn't be roommates.
I'll come visit sometime, and you can visit me here.
No, he can't.
Anyway, I'm sure it'll work out. This way we'll both be happy.
Happy. Yeah, that's Bender. Always happy.
Hey, the TV's back on!
We are gathered to mourn the death of Calculon, industrialist, private eye, friend.
Mind if I give the eulogy?
Calculon! You're alive!
Calculon's back!
Right, so long.
Goodbye.
Do you think Calculon's evil twin will ever walk again?
I don't know, Amy. I just don't know.
Hey, thanks for coming.
Fry, you're Bender's best friend. How could you let that mob kick him out?
Ah, come on. Bender loves mobs.
Only when he's in them, and you know it. You really hurt his feelings.
Don't girl me with that girl stuff. Bender and me are guys. Guys don't have feelings.
Bender's not a guy. He's a robot.
Same thing.
It's so big and empty.
My roommate's gone. And all he left behind was an eyelash and three skin flakes. What's the point?
Bender? Oh, my God, you're a mess.
Leave me alone.
Look at that 5 o'clock rust. You've been up all night not drinking, haven't you?
Hey, what I don't do is none of your business.
Please, Bender, have some malt liquor. If not for yourself, then for the people who love you.
I hate the people who love me, and they hate me.
Oh, now look, it's obvious you miss being Fry's roommate, but there's got to be a better way to deal with this.
Like how? Having my antenna removed?
Well, if that would work.
Are you crazy? That's little Bender you're talking about. I can't cut it off. You're not a robot or a man, so you wouldn't understand. I gotta get out of here.
Wait. I want you to look me in the eye and promise you won't get behind the wheel without some kind of alcoholic beverage in your hand.
I promise nothing. Why does Evan look kind of...
What up?
I can't just stand by and be silent about Bender anymore.
Silent? You've been meddling for 2 solid weeks.
Well, I can't just do that anymore. Your best friend is out there somewhere destroying himself.
Really? I didn't think he'd miss this apartment that much.
He doesn't care about the apartment. He cares about you, and you turned your back on him.
Oh, man, I had no idea. If only I knew where he was, I'd go talk to him. Oh, stupid TV. Bender, you're blind, stinking sober.
That's right. I'm sober and crazy, and I don't know what I might do.
Don't do it.
I don't know what it is yet. Oh, yeah, now I remember. I thought I could live alone, but I can't. So I'm going to do what it takes to be your roommate again.
Bender, stop!
Cutting Leela's head off won't solve anything.
No, I'm going to chop off my antenna.
Hey, yeah, that sounds good. Can I give you a hand?
Fry, don't help him mutilate himself.
But it's a useless antenna. It's not like he's a ham radio or something.
I'm going to do it. I'm really going to do it. Don't try and stop me. Here goes. Ow.
Hey, it worked! The static's gone!
I hate that this came between us, Calculon.
Me too. I'm filled with a large number of powerful emotions.
You're my best friend. I'm sorry I treated you so badly.
Apology accepted. After all, you're only human.
You guys could learn a lesson from those two.
She's right.
You're my best friend, Fry. I'm sorry I treated you so badly.
Apology accepted. After all, you're only human.
Wait a minute. You did it all backwards. Fry's the one who should be... Oh, never mind.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I guess I'm just going to have to get used to being half a robot.
Aw, this isn't right. Listen, Bender, if we found your antenna, could they still reattach it?
Maybe. If we get it on ice right away.
Dingo.
You call that an antenna?
This time, you'll have all the human comforts. We'll get a couple of toilets, some food cookers, maybe a puppy.
It's good to be home.
It sure is. By the way, I saved your stuff.
So that's where those skin flakes went. You think this fruit tree's gonna get enough light?
There's a window in the closet.
This is huge. Bender, why don't I just live in here?
In a closet? Oh, humans.